Blog Talk Radio. divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor. And I guess I should say you are listening and viewing by way of mycampage.com/the Divine Prince. To the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritual perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion, just an attempt, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is indeed my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, revelation, reiteration, and my reality, my living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my inner standing, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all blessed life path and journey. And it is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Divine all blessed peace, love, unity, and community. Malachi X, love to all my special guests, those who are listening by way of the remote players, various locations throughout the web. I most certainly do appreciate your being in attendance to this squared circle of God and God here on Blog Talk Radio at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. And of course, simulcasting from mycampage.com/ the Divine Prince, and from the temple room of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com/the_temple_room.html, or you can just go to houseofthedivineprince.com and click on the very last link here at the top of the page, which is for the temple room. I am greatly appreciative of those who are already on the phone line at area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be with you momentarily. Today we are doing a 30-minute show. I'll probably do a 30-minute show tomorrow also, and then return with a 2-hour show on Wednesday, for EFI Wednesday, which has really, really become a powerful, powerful experience here on the Power Lunch Hoodoo New Orleans Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Five Potions and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. So I appreciate all of your energy, all of your support, all of your love, all of your donations, those of you who are continuing to frequent my website and shop in my bookstore, my MP3 store, and all the other various items that I sell on the second page of my website, which is titled Knitter Head Tour, which is the second page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can buy my mother's books there, my sister Wapani's books there. You can buy various hoodoo, voodoo, ifa, santeria, lakomi books, DVDs, MP3s, all on the second page of my website. You can shop New Orleans on the second page of my website, where I offer Bambula 2000 tracks, while off of several projects and tracks by another local personality here, Alfred Duché, and many others. I don't want to neglect anyone. You can get Freddie Evans Williams' book, Congo Square, on the second page of my website. So do take the time, and of course, my very popular coffees and teas, which I tend to post every morning on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/TheDivineFriend. I also want to, while we're at my site, remind you to visit the Queen Chamber, where you can still hear, experience the powerful voices of Ava K. Jones, of the Queen Ifama, the Truth Terror from Milwaukee, serving nothing but the butt naked truth by way of her Blog Talk Radio player. You can still support our new alternative, Ancient Principles, Modern Appeal. Honestly, the only real skincare, hair care product that I use. People ask, well, what do you put on your dreads? I use their hair oil products on my dreads. What do you use on your skin? I use their skin products. They have hair and scalp cream, hair oil, hair mist, hair rinse, cell oxidizer, and many other powerful, healthy, ancient formulas that you can buy and support by way of Anu alternatives. You can also continue to support Angelic Soaps, the only soap product that I use. Now, let me be honest. I use Angelic Soap, but I also use Sula and Indaye handmade soaps here locally to New Orleans. So I sort of balance the two out between each other. But please do continue to support all of my family who continue to support me. Of course, Gada, Gogo Nana, Amare, known as Goddess Love Light on Facebook. You can connect with her Blog Talk Radio as well as her YouTube on my Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, in the King's Chamber, we still have Brother Majadi Baruti, Uja Temple Ministries, where they teach and honor the worship of the great African mother goddess. And you can visit my friend Big Steve and his show in the King's Chamber of my website, and many more. I could truly do a whole show just for my sponsors. So take the time, please, if you will, to explore my website. I have 10 pages in my website, so there's a lot there. I often go in the middle of the night sometimes randomly and make changes, upgrade to the site. So sometimes you'd be surprised what was there before, what is new, ever-changing there in the website. And, of course, I am taking calls at area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to address you. Malachi X, I'm going to help you with that right now. If you're watching me, you know I got a phone in one hand. I got that mouse in another hand. So I'm going to stop and put on a song so that I can address some of the people who are chatting me from various locations right now, and then I will be forward momentarily. Remember, all is indeed a blessing. Ashe. now by way of Blog Talk Radio, archive player, the chat, the live chat, the telephone line. I did continue the conversation even while the music was playing by way of my cam page. So those who were on my cam page heard a lot during that 7-minute song as we move forward with today's topic, which is Papalegba. And what I was discussing during the song by way of the Temple Room and my cam page was interdimensionalism, and another way of looking at this technology and the usages of this technology is interdimensionalism, the ability to be and think and create and send energy from one place to another, from one location to another. When we think about time is often tethered to place, to location. So when we consider the internet as a tool of manipulating time, if you will, because we are manipulating location by making the world smaller by our ever-increasing understanding and usage of technology. So with this technology, I can broadcast by way of my cam page, I can broadcast by way of my Temple Room and my website, and still broadcast by way of the chat room and the various Blog Talk Radio players, and address many people that I otherwise would not have access to. And I'm going to be using the technology much more in coming shows, in coming days, as I now have that help. Many of you know one of my wives has come home and one of my priestesses has come home. Priestess Akeisha has returned post-Hurricane Katrina. We give thanks. She'll be coming forward in coming days. We give thanks for her. She's one of my most faithful. My first wife, Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, and our daughter, Orisha, will be coming in 4 days, will be present. So I will be having more help. And, of course, her son, Akhman, will be here. So I'll have many more hands to sort of do what I need to do to reach the masses. And I'm really, really containing my level of excitement right now about what is happening here at the house in New Orleans, as well as here within the community as we continue to grow, to develop, to learn, to humble ourselves before spirit, as well as increase our reach to those who are truly operating in spirit, as well as operating under the commitment and vocation to indigenous cultural practices and traditions. I give thanks for Queen Kat and Bella Geechee Nation and their continued inspiration. Indeed, they are great inspiration for a lot of what I do, as well as all of the local forces here in New Orleans that continue to inspire what I do here at the House of the Divine Prince. Today is Monday, the day that we acknowledge and show honor to the crossroads, to Papalegba, to Bishu, to Lake Bara. And in Nigeria, an elderly man pauses near a laterite stone outside the main entrance of Ijesi family compound and pours libation as he prays for the continued protection and well-being of the occupants. On a Caribbean island, as ceremonial drums provide sacred rhythms in the background, the guest of honor steps forward through the crowd, draped in red cloth, holding a crooked staff, stops periodically to speak in parables and Yoruba to island residents that have come seeking guidance from Papalegba. Upon entering a Lokomi Olorisha home in the Midwestern urban area, Kundable priestess kneels before a shrine, claps her hands 3 times as she sings Oriki, sacred praise songs to the Yoruba deity, a chant. In New Orleans, indeed, in Hoodoo, Voodoo, and Obia, we give honor and reverence to the crossroads, the sacred place of the one who holds the key to all gates, to All Door, known by many names: Eshu, Ilegba, Ibarra, Papalegba, and many more. Eshu, all are paying homage to Eshu, one of the most powerful deities of the Yoruba Orisha pantheon. You can find his footprints, you can find his crossroads in many Pan-African, ATR, traditional African-based religious systems. You can find him in astrology, in numerology, in psychology, in metaphysics, and many others have in forms of worship and honor. For those who are in the chat, who are listening live on the phone, your connection will be ending. For those who are in the archive, who are on the phone, I'm sorry, you will be continuing. Those who are not on the phone, you will not be continuing. Those who are only in Blog Talk Radio and only in the archive, listening live, hear the rest of the show. But everyone else will hear the rest of the show. And I do invite you to join me again tomorrow at high noon here on the Power Lunch. Voodoo New Orleans, Voodoo Seekers, and Rescue. Of course, those who are in the Temple Room and in my campaign will continue to hear the show. In the Yoruba pantheon, Ilegba is a deity, the divine messenger of Olodumare. Ilegba is a guardian, a protector, a communicator, the one who carries, if you will, the messages between the deity to the divine creator, God. Through divination, he guides the fate of man. In West Africa, all through the diaspora, he is revered. Fond of calling him Legba, he is called to Ilegba, Ilegbaba among the Yoruba. In Brazil, for the practitioners of Candomblé, he is Exu. The Lakomi in the New World, so-called New World, known as Exu, Ilegba. These references are sacred praise names for Oriki, or Eshu Ilegba, Ilegbaba. Oriki is used to describe the attributes or to recount the adjectives that describe an Orisha, a deity. When we examine the name Ilegbaba, we find it is comprised of two words. The word Ile, meaning messenger, Akbaba, power or authority. Accordingly, this Oriki defines the deity Eshu. Rule as messenger and holder of Olodumare, Ashe, power and authority. Symbols such as an Eshu figure holding a calabash personify this attribute. Omo Orisha throughout the diaspora recognize Eshu Ilegbaba as a deity that holds the power to make things happen, good or bad. Faith, karma is not governed by good or bad. For this reason, he is propitiated, he is honored, he is revered, he is given sacrifice, he is given offering to ensure that all communication or actions will not encounter negative influences or obstruction. As trickster, Eshu is associated with disorder and destiny in the Yoruba pantheon. As Orisha Orita or Eshu Orita, Orisha of the crossroads or the corner, Ilegba represents the transitional or center point of the crossroad where one must make a decision. In this position, Ilegba, Ibarra, Papalegba, Eshu represents all the bewilderment and confusion one faces, attempting to make the proper choice. Once the choice is made, he is involved in consequences, and through his own devices guides us towards and along our proper path. His ambivalence to Orisha and man makes Ilegba complex, but a neutral force. For those who live in accordance with social and religious law, he is a great benefactor and a guardian. Those who choose to live in contrary will meet on their path as the law enforcement or divine police, Eshu, Ibarra, Ilegba, Papalegba, Aizan, Aibon, Ilegba. The personified characteristics of Ilegba are contradictory. For example, he is a loyal friend, very generous. He is a dispenser of punishment, shows loyalty to no one, man or Orisha. Practitioners are quick to say Ilegbo will lift up very high with one hand and in the next instant open his hand so that you will fall. These contradictive aspects of Ilegbo represent the belief that Oludemare, a descriptive name of God in Yoruba, is all powerful and not bound by any rules. Justice, as you've heard me say in previous shows, is not bound by good or bad, right or wrong. Fairness. We often misinterpret justice as being fair, but justice is not always fair. Inner stand what's being presented to you. All that is good and bad lies within God, lies within Oludemare. God lies within the all ever pervasive, ever creating divine universe. Ashe. Ishu Ilegbara, as the holder of Oludemare, Ashe, the power to make things happen. This is it in accordance to Oludemare's will. So it is on Mondays that we give honor, that we give reverence at the crossroads, the Papa Legba, to Ishu, to Eshu, to Ibarra, to the various paths, Akiban, Legba, and all the interdimensional gates and doorways to this all-powerful creator force, active creator force. You can find images and further information on my Facebook at www.facebook.com/the divine prince. Until tomorrow, I offer each and every one of you divine peace and love, joy and prosperity. Bar my Nico, bar my Nico, bar my Yako, bar my Yakanda. I'll show you.
Yeah.